biggest lie I see that everybody talks about is you have to go viral to be successful. Going viral is nice, especially if you've prepared your business so that you can fulfill all the orders that you're going to get flooding in.
Right.
But at the same time, all you really need is a core, good, big, like 1,000 customers who love you, love your brand, love what you do, engage with your content and talk about you and tell their friends and mom and them about you. And everybody's like, you know what? Those products are really good.
What's up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And you know, I find the best humans on the planet, and today is no exception, y'all. Okay, so we are joined by Berlantina Vines. And let me tell you, the first time I heard this woman talk, I was like, oh my God, wait. I was like texting her on the event we were at. I'm like, I love this woman. So she's a seasoned digital marketing strategist, and she's a serial entrepreneur who's mastered the art of using social media to drive business success. Now, y'all know that's what we talk about here is all the strategies and scaling and mindset work and all that stuff. So from crafting compelling stories to building deep audience connections, Berlantina, she's empowering y'all to really thrive in your business. So thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Oh, you are more than welcome, Miss Nina. I am so happy to be here. I need to get here and tell these people the truth, because there's so many people that are telling folks about social media and lying. I got to tell them the truth.
Right? Isn't that okay? All right. Yes. Yes and yes. Okay. So before we get into all of that, I only gave a little bit synopsis of who you are, but I want them to know you a little bit more. So who are you, Berlantina? Who are you?
I am Berlantina Vines. I have my digital marketing business, I got Authority Connected, my podcast where I get people together to help people self-actualize. All y'all who's trying to go up higher, I got that too. And of me as a person, I am a person who has been through a lot of stuff in life, and I have a beautiful little puppy who I love, and that's my little princess. And I make sure that everything I do, that she get her cut off the top.
That's so funny. Oh my God, my puppy's right here on my feet right now, just waiting for me to like get off so I can play with him. Mm-hmm. But yes, you know, so tell me about that. Why are you multifaceted like that? Like, what is it that got you into being a serial entrepreneur anyway? Like, because some of us, most of us, Berlantina, are raised to be employees, just employees working until you die. So talk to me about that journey of yours. Why serial entrepreneurship? Why did you decide to do all this? Tell me about that.
All right, now, it's true that many people are raised to be employees, but I told my mama when I was little, I said, Mama, I want to be the CEO of a multinational corporation. And I'm like, she's like, okay, well, if you want to be a CEO of a multinational corporation, we need to start you early. You know, we need to start putting you on top of the stage to speak at church. We need to start having you handling things. And see, my family had a special crossbred pecan tree that was pecan bread with peaches that my grandfather made. And so we used to sell those extra big juicy nuts that you could not get at the grocery store. And so we used to have a little strategy where they go, I said, you know what, Mama, instead of doing that, why don't we just call up people who bought before that a pre-order? I'm like, why don't we get them? Like, I'll be watching the infomercials. I'm like, you know what? Why don't we do that? And she's like, you know what? You're right. You know what? You're right. You want to be a CEO? So that was my first business. She let me take over. And we tripled our pecan sales that next year.
Oh, and we kept it going.
And then after that, then I was like, you know what? We got, because my brother was in school for computer stuff. And I was like, let's get it. And like, hey, you know what? People need business cards. And that was like back in the day before Canva and everything else. That was back in the old days. And I was like, hey, why don't we start making greeting cards and business cards and sell them to the local community? That was my next business. When I was a teenager, I was like, you know what? I know how to make jewelry now. Why don't I sell that too? So that was my next business. And then through all of that, I got the skills learning how to market it, put it out in the world. And that's what helped made me become the marketing person that I am today. Because the thing is, you can have the best business in the world, but if all you got is a shingle with your name on, ain't nobody coming.
She said a shingle with your name on.
Ain't nobody coming, no shingle. You got to get your head out there. You know, it could be hanging up there real cute like my business. And everybody like, ain't that cute?
Oh my God, you are so funny.
You got to bring them in.
Okay, so talk to me about bringing it in, because, you know, the people who listen to the show are entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and stuff like that, right? And I think that's one of the pieces that ends up being the hardest piece they think for themselves. And it is because when you first start getting out in this world, nobody tells you, oh, by the way, you got to build the whole machine, like the whole wheel, right? And there's so much garbage out there that it's difficult to navigate your way through it. So why don't we start with, first of all, okay, let's start with where you started in the beginning, where you're like, I'm here to dismiss all the lies.
Yeah, we're going to take them lies down.
So let's take those lies down one at a time. Tell me what is like the biggest prevalent lie that you are seeing online. What is the biggest lie you're seeing?
The biggest lie I see that everybody talks about is you have to go viral to be successful. Going viral is nice, especially if you've prepared your business so that you can fulfill all the orders that you're going to get flooding in.
Right. But
at the same time, all you really need is a core, good, big, like 1,000 customers who love you, love your brand, love what you do, engage with your content and talk about you and tell their friends and mom and them about you. And everybody's like, you know what? Those products are really good. Like, let's say if you have a holistic healing business and you're trying to do that, you want to get people who can talk about you. That's the point of social media. It isn't, oh, look at all the likes I have. Look at all the followers I have. That's great. But are you making money off of that?
Right. So,
people can click like all day, but they're not giving you any money. So what you want to do is create a system where they can go from liking you to giving you money and building you up as an expert in their eyes, because people want to buy for somebody they trust.
Yeah.
If they just see you once or twice, they're like, I don't know if this person's legit. Like, how many times, everybody in the audience, and you too, Miss Nina, how many times has somebody been like, hey, I want to work with you, and you click on their name and all you see is like one or two posts?
Yeah.
And the website looked real bad, and you're like, I don't even know if this is a real, but this might be a scam. They might be legit, but they don't look legit.
You are so right. Listen, that happens to me a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are like, oh my God, I love your business and blah, blah. Do you coach? Because I'd love to have a coach. And then I click on their name and they have one post. Are you a real person? Are you scamming me? And most of the time you probably are scamming. So when a person is looking at that, right, and because you're in the same mind frame I am when it comes to that, I always tell the women in my coaching business, I don't need you to have a lot of people. I need you to have a portfolio of who you are.
So
they're like, a portfolio. I'm like, yes, I want to know that if I am going to click on your picture, I could find your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok, your YouTube. I'm not saying you have to be everywhere, but what I am saying is that you have to be present, because otherwise they don't know you. And because I help women create coaching businesses, right? If I am helping them create these businesses, but nobody can find them or know them, you're not legit. People don't trust you. And it doesn't matter if you don't have a million followers. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. And sometimes they buy those anyway. So
it doesn't mean anything. Because the thing is, what people really care about is that people actually pay attention to you. That's more important. Like, if you really want to go with the people, like, you know, I want to see a number grow up, make me happy. The best number to go up, if you're going to do YouTube, is retention time. That means how long people are watching. If more people are watching your stuff on YouTube, that's great. If that's a good number, you want to see a number go up. Now, what I like to tell people, there are two ways to get paid off of social media. See, the next biggest lie is that you need to get all to be viral so you can get paid. That's not true. The next biggest lie is that, because you can be on social media and you can, like I said, you can have 1,000 followers. If you can sell each one of those 1,000 people something for $50, look how much money you're making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You make money instantly. You know, you instantly got 50,000 by selling each one of them, you know, $1,000 thing. So here's the thing. What you have to do is find ways to bring those people into your tribe off of social media, because social media is the gateway to you. So it's not the be all end all, but like you said earlier, when you're making that portfolio, you have to prove to people you're legit. So the things that you post on social media should tell your story in a way that people would love to hear it, so that they look at you and like, oh, I want to work with it. Like, they look at Nina stuff. Oh, I want to work with Nina. Oh, that looks good. So you want them to feel that way when they see your content and they see what you do.
So let's talk about that then. So how do we first of all get noticed so that we can build this community, right? Because sometimes people follow you and then they never speak to you again, right? But tell me about that. How do we engage them? Like, what's a one or two tips that somebody can do starting right now where they can start engaging with the people or having those people like them and trust them?
All right, I'm going to give you the free one. I'm going to give you the expensive one.
Okay.
The free way to do it, when you create content, is to look at what if you're doing TikTok or Instagram and you want to use audio and make like a little video reel or whatever, pick a trending sound. that is trending and use that sound, you will automatically get at least some views from that. You don't have to actually, here's a trick that a lot of people don't know this. You don't actually have to have the sound playing. You can turn the volume of the sound low and it'll link you in the index with everybody who's using it.
Didn't know that. I didn't know that.
You can just turn it down and then everybody know. It'll just put you up there. Some platforms are starting to crack down on it, but they haven't gotten it yet, especially Instagram. So you can do that trick. The next, if you want to use a trending sound, try to make it organic. You know, like some people, they'll just have the trending song and they'll just do a regular video. Now, make the song, move, edit it to the song. Make the song part of what you're doing.
Okay.
Because if you don't do that, it'll look like you just slapped it on. All right. So here's the expensive thing you can do. On Instagram, you can boost posts. On Facebook, you can boost posts. TikTok lets you boost posts. These are cheaper ways than buying a full ad campaign where you can pick a specific post once. Like I would tell people, they want to go cheaper, they want to spend money, boost one post a week. Pick a post that really resonates with your audience, that you know that hits them in the feels, because you know marketing is all about the feels. You got to hit them in the feels, and you make sure it's something that they can feel. You boost that post once a week. That will give you more traction, and that'll get more people coming in. So that's an expensive tip, and that was a free tip.
I love that. And I do that as well, Berlantina, but I didn't really know if that's effective.
Yeah.
But I do boost good posts when I know that there's like, I'm giving a coach a good tip or something like that, and I know that they can use it. I'll boost it so more people can see it and implement the strategy. But I didn't think of, that's a great strategy to do. You said one a day, you said, or a week?
Depends on how often you post.
Okay.
If you are posting daily, I would say always start with one a week and see. Because, you know, the fun part about boosting posts, you can see the analytics, right?
Yes.
The best skill I tell everybody to do, you don't have to be an analytics whiz. Just learn what the numbers mean. Because you can look at that and see, okay, this many people clicked on this one. And then if you're doing it once a week, you can track what people respond to. Mm-hmm, because you only got like 3 seconds to get attention. So you can check and see how long people watched it, what they liked, you know, how long they watched it, when they left. And you can track that, because that's why you want to do it once a week, because you're checking to see, okay, so if I go very emotional, this does well. If I go more serious, this does well. So you're looking to see what people like. And by doing that over time, you find out what people really like, and you can make more content that they'll like for free.
What are you finding out there that has been very effective when it comes to marketing, right? Because it changes, as you know.
Yeah.
Marketing changes and the algorithms change.
Always.
And the messaging changes and the way you show up has to change. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. So what are you finding right now is helping small business people or coaches or consultants, things like that? What do you think is helping?
The number one thing when you're promoting your content or your products is that you hit them in emotion.
Right.
Because you have your service. Let's say you're a financial coach, right? You're selling financial coaching, but what are you really selling? You're selling a dream.
Yeah.
A person's like, you know, when my finances are in order, I'll be able to do this. I'll be able to buy a house. I'll be able to fix my credit. You're selling that, because you can talk about the method all day, but if you show, like, you know, the end product and show where they are now and show where they could be, and show that you are the bridge to bring them from here to there. That has worked fantastically with my restaurant clients. That's worked with my my restaurant clients, my small business owner clients as well. You want to show that you're the bridge between them, because that is the most important thing in your storytelling when you come up with your content.
Right. So talk to me about storytelling, because I know that's a big component about what you do and what you do with your clients.
Yes.
So tell me what you mean by storytelling, and how can people start implementing storytelling into what they do?
Okay. When I say storytelling, I don't mean Jack and the Beanstalk, and I don't mean Goldilocks. But what I do mean is coming up with a story that your customers are like. For instance, with my customers, I work with small business owners, entrepreneurs, everybody, speakers, coaches. I have the story of who my customer are. Like if I said, if I make a persona for the ideal, let's say it's Lydia the coach. And Lydia the coach wants to get more people into her coaching practice. And she wants to use social media, but she has no idea what she's doing. What would make Lydia happy? The idea of seeing all these people flocking to her, right? So when you are telling that story visually, or you're doing it on a textbook, because some people use Blue Sky, X, whatever. If you're doing it visually, you always want to connect with the emotion that person has. Because like for her, it'll be like relief knowing that her product is selling. It'll be that feeling of, oh, gratitude that she's doing what she wants to do. So you want to make sure everything you do hits them where they are at. And if sometimes you want to hit them with FOMO, sometimes you're going to be like, hey, this many coaches have already signed up, or this many small business, or this many women have signed up for this product already. You could be the next one. You know, what are you waiting on? So you want to hit them in an emotion, because if you don't hit them in an emotion, then people won't relate to it at all.
I see. Okay. So and that's strategy, right? Because I think most of the times when we get into the small business space, especially online, we think we have to sell our process or sell our units or sell our whatever. And no, people don't care about that. They don't care. I have a whole online academy. It took me $15,000 to build and months and months and months of recordings and works and editing and workbooks and everything else. Girl, every time I go on there, I'm like, okay, some of y'all are doing it, but some of y'all are totally not doing it. 15 grand I spent on this thing. And I realized, you know why? They want me. They want my expertise. They want their time with me. They want me to strategize with them. They want me. And so I realized that I had to create this like trifecta or hybrid model where we have a group coaching and then we have one-on-ones whenever they want to do the one-on-ones with me. And they have the academy. So it's like a trifecta. And I had to do that because I realized it's not about the methods. Yeah. It's not about the methods. It's about the result. It's about the outcome. It's about the value. So I love that you're doing that. So talk to me now about your business. Like, what is it that you do? Who do you work with? And what does that look like? So somebody who's listening right now is like, oh my God, Berlin, because I know y'all talking about her energy, right? She got some good ass energy. I'm sorry to say, I love this woman. All right. So tell me about somebody who right now is thinking, you know, I'm just starting out. I really don't know what to do. You know, how do I hire Burlington? What does that look like? Talk to me about that. Act like you're talking to that person right now who needs your services.
Okay. Hello, person who needs my services. Let me tell you what you need to do. First, you go to my website. You can get a whole lot of free stuff over there. I got a blog that I need to update, but it's coming. I got some more good useful information for you there. I got free stuff on the website for you to get. And you sign up in that, you get in my newsletter. And then you can get more free stuff from me. And if that sounds like a good fit for you, you can go ahead and be like, okay, I like what she's doing. I'm ready to book. And each newsletter will be a letter for you to book a call with me. Now, if at any point you're like, you know what? I want to book a call with her now. I have at this very moment a little link on my page where you can click on that link and go ahead and book a call with me right now. My calendar is open. I have some slots available. I want you to get your stuff right. You know, I got a few slots available at the end of the year, but you know, January, definitely, most definitely, I got plenty open. So fill up my calendar, y'all. But what I want to tell you to do is to do that. And once we do that, I'm going to send you a little questionnaire. It's not going to be very long. It won't break you. It won't have you like, oh, my brain. Oh, what am I do? It's going to be very simple. And then we're going to go through that questionnaire together. And I'm going to help you get your pieces together because I can't sell your stuff if I don't know you. So I'm going to be like, who do you sell to? Who do you, as in, who do they sell to? Because see, I like to dig deep. Like for instance, one of my clients, she's like, oh, I sell gym equipment to gyms. I said, but who are the gym's customers? He said, what do you mean? I was like, what time does the gym open? So it's open after workout. So they work with professionals then. Yeah, they do have a lot of professionals. Well, this is what you do. You're going to show professionals getting ready to work out in the gym and show that your equipment work with that because you want to hit who they hit. So we get and dig down deep into your customer's customer.
Yeah.
That's what we want to dig down. And once we dig down deep, we come up with a plan. And we say, okay, do you like this plan? Because if you like this plan, we're going to schedule it. And then you can book with me and you can become my client. And we will work on this together. Now, it depends on what level you come at. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, if you want to, if you're having tough times, I will do you can do the DIY and I'll work with you. I will coach you once a week, but I'm going to give you some templates so you can do it yourself. And I'll come back and be like, okay, this is great, but we need help. Now, if you want, you know, but if you feel like, you know, whew, I need to make this investment, this is a lot, I'll handle it. Me and my team, we will personally handle it. We'll hold your hand and we'll be like, we'll show you the stuff like, do you like this? Do you like this? Like when you get eyeglasses, it's A or B better. So as we learn your style, we'll be able to instantly get there. And every post we make will be something that fit your style and sounds like you and fits with your brand. And that's what we do. That's our premium tier service. We'll do everything for you. All you have to do is say yes and keep up with people who come in there and buying your stuff. Because I am not the person who handles that. That's you.
Now, what happens with people who don't really know if they need the service yet or do they need the service or should they get the service? Like what happens with that person, right? Because I know for a long time I was definitely wearing every hat and I got burnt out real fast, Ms. Vines, real fast.
I believe it.
Yes. So talk to that person who's like holding on for dear life. All right. Not, you know, talk to that person.
All right. My dear friend, I know your brain is feel like you got 800 spinning plates and all of them are leaning at a 45 degree angle and they all like, and see, I just want to take some of them, you know, let me take half your lead generation plate. Let me take that. Let me take your social media plates. Let me handle that. Let me handle some of these plates right here. So that way you can kind of organize them and then you can go to Nina and she can help you figure out the rest of it. And then, you know, we can get that, take these plates and then I will work with you on that because I know what that's like doing all the things. It drives you crazy. I don't want you crazy. I want you to get some of your mind back. I want you to get some of your sanity back. I want to help you so that you don't have to worry about this stuff, so that you have a machine that's working for you while you sleep. I'm going to steal other folks. While you sleep, you can have social media that's working for you that's scheduled automatically to go out so you don't have to worry about posting it. All you have to do is watch and make sure that the people are doing stuff, because now if you pay extra money, we'll manage it for you, all the comments. But if you're not, you're on the comment duty and you're on the one to make sure that happens. Otherwise, with all the posts, that's done. You don't have to worry about that at all. Yeah. All you have to do is just say yes. We'll send you a weekly thing to be like, you like this? You like this? Okay. We need to change this? We good? Okay, cool. You can look at the testimonials on my page. And here's I got one more for them. If you're one of those people who are like, do I need social media services? Get my free stuff. My free stuff will help you. My free stuff, I got a free checklist. I know we're going to talk about it later more. But I'm just letting you know, get the free stuff I offer, because that way you can make that decision on your own. I'm not going to push you. I'm going to let you look at the free stuff and you can decide if, does she really know what she's talking about? I'm going to try this stuff. And if you try it and you have some success from it, give me a call.
Right. I mean, that's the truth, right? I think it's like, you know, and this is why I like podcasts and having people here, because there's so much. Oh my God. There's just so much, Brilliantina. There's so much. There's so much.
Yes.
And most of us as coaches, you know, I think people don't realize this until they get into the actual business. Mm-hmm. Is that you realize, like for instance, a couple of years ago, I cleaned out all of my social medias, right? I took out all the what I thought were like no good accounts, bot accounts, like all that. And it went and it dwindled down to nothing. And I got it back up to like 2,500 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't even care because I'm so active with the ones that I have that I'm good with that. But the thing is that people think that numbers matter and it doesn't. And it's something that Facebook invented when they invented the like
clicker.
It was an invention. And then all of a sudden people are making it their life. Like, how many likes did I get? Like, no, how much impact did you give?
Yes.
Nobody cares. I got all my clients. Okay. And I said, and I asked them, how did you find me on social? They're like, I didn't even find you on social. I saw you on a reel. I thought you were amazing. So I reached out. And I'm like, I'm like, okay, but see, people do different things. Like I'm actually one of those people who shops now, who will say, okay, let me look at Nina on Facebook. Let me look at Nina on Instagram. Let me look at Nina on YouTube. Who is she? Do I like her? Do I like her energy? Do I like what she has? That's why me and you talked about in the beginning, building your portfolio. It's about you showing up for you.
Yes.
Show up for you, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, while you are over here contemplating whether or not you need to be doing social media, somebody else is already doing it.
And they're skilled than you.
They're what?
They're less skilled than let me tell you, audience, something. Yo, the people who think that you cannot do what you do as well as you do are out there with social, they're on social media. They're the ones who coming up there renting cars and being like, hey, I just got all this. Don't you want to buy with me? They are up there living fake lives on social media to take customers that could truly be helped by you. And because of the fact that they are in the front and spotlight and everybody's cameras on them, then you're hiding in the background. People don't know about you. Whether you work with me or not, I want you to be visible. I want people to know your name, and I want you to get the customers and clients the best way for you. Because there are a lot of ways to do social media. You don't even have to be on camera for some of it. So there are different ways to do it. You do what's comfortable to you, because I never push a client to do something they're not comfortable with. Because a lot of people ask me, I said one question they ask me a lot. Do I have to be on camera? Yes and no, depending on what you do. You're selling, if you're a coach and they're going to be working with you one-on-one, we need to see your energy.
Yeah,
people need to see you. They need to feel you. They need to know, okay, so this is how she is. This is how she thinks. This is how she operates. They need to see that. You know, because if they don't see that, they're going to be like, okay, I got a still picture of them. I got some written information. But how are they as a coach, though? I don't know if I want to work with them. So that's what social media is for. It's to answer all them little questions. And the best thing of all is if you have a website that's built by somebody else or even you, you can take all that stuff and just put it on there. And you don't have to remake it. You can just reuse it. Like I always tell people, reuse all the content you make. Use it for so many things. And if you have a newsletter, throw it in your newsletter. There you go. That's something you can put in your newsletter.
Yeah. I mean, I do that with, because I have so many podcasts. I take my podcast. I do reels from the podcast. I do blogs from the podcast. Mm-hmm. I do quotes from the podcast. Mm-hmm. I do everything from the podcast, right?
Exactly.
That's how the channel has grown so much, because that's what I do. I multi-cross it into all these different avenues. And, and we don't think like that. We think that we have to do one for each thing or it's overwhelming. And let me tell you, it is if you are trying to do it alone and if you are not thinking strategically. If you're thinking that you have to do one for TikTok, one for Facebook, one for that's not true. Mm-hmm. A real good social media manager will take that video and format it for each place and copyright it for that area. So, I mean, right, Burlington? I mean, there's ways to strategically grow your business without burning out.
Exactly. Because if you make a long form video, AKA this podcast, or if you just sit and talk to the camera for like 20 minutes or 15 minutes, we can take that video, we can chop that sucker up, and we can make shorter videos on YouTube. We can make the vertical videos for TikTok and for all the platforms there. We can make the long, but we can take the transcript from it and turn it into a blog, okay?
Right.
We can make a Q&A off of it. We can make a handout from it. So you have limitless things you can show people, because you know what they said, people have to have multiple interactions with you to give you money. So we're just trying to make all them places happen.
All right. Exactly. How long do you work with someone? Do you do it? Is it monthly, bi-monthly, 3 months, 4 months? How do you work on that?
What I usually do for new people is I give them a 1 month trial. Okay. And in the 1 month trial, if you do not see progress in 1 month, then I will be like, okay, if you don't see progress, cool. You don't have to see me again. That's it. And plus it's at a discount. Cool. You're going, everything we made for you is yours. Now, if they saw progress and they like what they saw, then we sign on for a 6 month plan. And in the 6 month plan, we work together weekly and everything is delivered to them weekly, whichever way that comes with. Some people say, oh, don't send me to one of those customer portals. Just send it to me in my email. Cool. We'll send you one long email. Some people say, I like Notion. Cool. We'll do Notion. We send it to you whatever way you comfortable with.
Right.
So that you can look at it, because I never want to send something out that would make my brands I work with look bad or make them feel uncomfortable. So I'm like, do you like this? Do you not like this? So they always have the heads up on what's coming out, and you get to have that content calendar. So you can look at it anytime you want to and be like, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to push this anymore. Great. Let us know ahead of time and we can change it.
Because the truth is that you need those things too, especially when you're doing events. Like if you're doing some sort of, webinar or virtual event or whatever have you, those need special things too. Like you can't just keep posting the old stuff for that. You have to announce it. You have to boost it. You have to do a bunch of stuff for it. And so the reason I asked you about how long is because I know that, as a coach, I don't do like social media stuff or anything like that. I give them strategies, but I don't do all that. Mm-hmm. But I have a VA team, right? And my VA team works with other coaches. And I'm always like, give them a month, but keep in mind that they need to recognize and know you. Yeah. They don't know your name, your brand. Yeah. They don't know that yet. Mm-hmm. Once they start to get your verbiage, how you act, what you like, it becomes an easy machine, right, Berlantina? So like after you're with them for a couple months, you know them. And so like now you can feed their whole Instagram and everything else. Exactly.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is gonna be a Nina Perez exclusive. Nobody else knows this. I actually, when I had that first initial meeting, I tend to make like a whole year of content for a person.
Wow.
They don't know this, but I make a year of content ahead of time. Like I said, this is exclusive. You only hear this here. I make a year of content ahead of time. And then when I send them the information, they're actually pre-approving something me and my team made a long time ago.
Right. Because if you're a good social media manager like yourself, you're already doing the homework. You're already on their page. You're already seeing their colors. You know what they, exactly. And they'll tell you what they like and don't like anyway, because you said you're going to give it to them every week so that they can see it.
And then over time, usually, by the end of that first month, when I say, okay, this is the end of your trial, do you want to work with me? Usually at that point, it's right on time with their branding, their messaging, and everything else. I know you had the lovely lady on last time about branding. It's very important to make everything be consistent. Because here's another free tip for everybody. Please make all your stuff consistent. Please have the same name for your company everywhere you're promoting it. Please use the same pictures. Please. Because I don't want to go to one page and see one logo and go to another page, see another logo. It's time for that to end. Don't ever do that, because somebody will never know if they're dealing with the real version. They're like, with a real Slim Shady, please stand up. With a real version of your company, please stand up. We want to make sure we're dealing
so
with the right
true.
One.
True. I mean, you're like, yeah, you're exposing me is what you're doing. Okay, mm-hmm. So for a long time, that's what I did. I had like my Facebook had a picture and then my mm-hmm. Instagram had a different picture and then my other one had a different. And everybody was like, yeah, listen, when my team came on, they're like, yeah, coach. I'm like, yeah, they're like, yeah. I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, fine, just fix it. Mm-hmm. Just fix
yes, ma'am.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah, you know what? That's not uncommon though, Berlantina.
Yeah. You know
so
guilty
many
too.
People, yeah,
I'm
so many people too. Do that. It's awful.
When I first started, all right, I hold my hand up. I'm guilty too. I had different versions of my logo. I was like, which one do I put where? How do I do this? And I'm like, you know what? You just put the word marker where you put this logo here, and everybody knows you. Then
period. So I yeah, no, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even colors. Color schemes yeah, are super
exactly.
important as well.
Yep, because yep, people yep. need to see that same consistency everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, how else are you supposed to be trusted?
Exactly.
Right? If you're changing your name, your logo every 2 days, like mm-hmm. people are not going to trust that. Yeah. So, okay. So I know you gave us a lot of tips and a lot of tools and a lot of things that people can reach you, but go ahead because we're wrapping up, but I want people mm-hmm. to be reminded on where they can find you so that they can start, you know, working with you, giving you that trial and doing
yes,
all
ma'am.
That so that they can get their together. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
so give
all right.
us where to go.
They need to hit me up at berlantinavines.com. And okay. right now, for the next so many days, if y'all use it, I'll keep it on there. I have a little AI assistant that'll walk you through all this. It's in the little corner. But if y'all don't want to use it, you can go through my website. It's a page called free training. I gave that to Nita so she can get that to y'all. It's free training on there. I got an audio training on there. And I have a checklist on there to help you with your social to sales pipeline. It's on there. I just added That's it today awesome. So y'all can get both of them. Nina's the first show that gets both of them. Congratulations, y'all. Be special.
I love it. Thank you so much for like being on here and just sharing your wisdom and energy with everybody because, you know, like I said, I speak to a lot of people that watch my podcast and are, you know, follow me on socials. And we have these conversations all the time about yeah. doing things ourselves and being exhausted mm-hmm. and, you know, not knowing what to post next and all that kind of stuff. And it sounds mm-hmm. to me like not only can you help them with that, but you can help them strategize their next steps on what yeah. they are supposed to be doing. And I think that's gold. So thank you yes. so much for hanging out with us.
Happy
I appreciate
to be
here. You. So appreciate you. Guys, make sure that you really like, share, follow, all that great stuff, because when you have somebody who has like this infectious type of energy and is there for you and is on your side and is giving you all of this wisdom, you don't poo-poo that. You actually listen up. Okay. So when somebody's doing that, that's when you click the link. That's when you find out who they are. That's when you really start to ask, I really need this because I'm burning out here. And why should I be doing this alone, right? When you see somebody's energy like this and you know that they're for real and you can follow them and know where they're at, this is what you do. You step up as the CEO of your company because that's what you're building and you start to really show up for you. This is how you do it. You start to invest in you, invest in the right tools, invest in the right people, and that way you will grow, okay? All right. I won't lecture you, but you know what I mean. I love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk No Sugar Added. Until next time.